Opening up our sports here with some high school basketball from yesterday and boys basketball. Thayer was defeated by Mansfield 59-73. Willow Springs got a win over Ava 52-47. South Iron defeated East Carter 70-52. Eminence got a win over Koshkonong 62-35. Salem, Missouri beat Warrenton 55-40. Kabul got a win over Conway 53-48. Dora beat Hurley 70-32. Van Buren beat Norwood 76-66. Winona got a win over Lesterville 63-29. Izzard County defeated Rivercrest 51-41. Rural Special defeated Viola 62-39. Armorell beat Hoxie 60-18. Cave City got a win over Timbo 69-61. And Melbourne defeated Norfolk 61-36. In girls basketball yesterday, Mansfield got a win over Kabul 46-41. Riverside defeated Pocahontas 70-41. Batesville beat Sheridan 60-38. Melbourne got a win over Norfolk 65-45. Viola got a win over Rural Special 67-57. Sloan Hendricks got a win over Tuckerman 81-44. Today in boys basketball, Mountain Grove plays Sparta in the Stratford Invitational Tournament. Izzard County is at Springdale. In girls basketball, Donovan plays Portageville in the River City Classic, and Batesville is set to host Greenbrier. And to talk some high school football from yesterday, the Salem Greyhounds played for the Arkansas Class 3A semifinals. The Salem Greyhounds were defeated 48-22 by the Mansfield Tigers. And looking over at some college basketball this weekend, it's a busy weekend on the hardwood for teams throughout Missouri and Arkansas. Today, number 25 Arkansas hosts Fresno State in Fayetteville. Missouri State hits the roads to take on Tulsa. Arkansas State travels to Little Rock for an in-state matchup. On Sunday, Mizzou heads to Lawrence to face number 21 Kansas in a nationally ranked showdown. And MSU West Plains travels to St. Louis to take on Kaskaskia College. Fans across the region are gearing up for a full slate of college basketball action. And the St. Louis Blues hit the road tonight, and they travel to Canada's capital for a matchup against the Ottawa Senators. Puck drop is set for 6 o'clock as the Blues look to build momentum in the early stretch of the season. St. Louis enters tonight's contest aiming to tighten consistency on both ends of the ice. The Blues will look to generate a steady offensive pressure while relying on the disciplined defense to play and slow down Ottawa's scoring attack. Key contributions from the top line and strong goaltending will be crucial as the team sets to set the tone in a tough road environment. Ottawa, meanwhile, hopes to capitalize on a home ice advantage and push the pace early. The Senators so far have shown the ability to create scoring chances quickly, making puck control and clean breakouts are essential for the Blues. St. Louis will try to leave Ottawa tonight with a key Saturday night victory before continuing their road swing. Puck drop again is scheduled for 6 p.m. tonight. And to wrap up our sports today with a little bit of the Chiefs here. Looks like the Chiefs are back under the lights tomorrow night as they host the Houston Texans in a primetime showdown at Arrowhead Stadium. Kickoff set for 7:20 with pregame starting at 6 o'clock with all of it being live on K-Country 95. Kansas City enters Sunday's matchup looking to regain consistency on both sides of the ball. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense will aim to create explosive opportunities while cutting down on the costly mistakes that have slowed momentum in recent weeks. Travis Kelce and the emerging receiver group are expected to play key roles as the Chiefs look to strike early and establish control. Defensively, the Chiefs will work to contain the Texans squad that has showed flashes of big play potential. Pressure at the line and disciplined coverage downfield will be critical as Kansas City attempts to limit Houston's scoring chances and manage the game's tempo. A loud Arrowhead crowd is expected tomorrow night as the Chiefs look to secure an important late-season victory. Kickoff set for 7:20, pregame at 6 o'clock this Sunday with live coverage on K-Country 95.